Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I'm Maggie, busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business based in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for themselves and their family. We're going to be going in depth on a bunch of organizing topics, from paperwork to closets to daily routines. And today, we're talking about meal planning. What are we having for dinner? You've probably already heard that this week. You've maybe already heard it today. I actually heard it today before we even ate lunch. We've talked about Thursday's dinner, and today is actually Monday. If your family is anything like mine, your lives seem to revolve around mealtimes. We are constantly thinking and talking about our next meal. We've been known to discuss meals days in advance, like I just talked about, even if it's something as simple as a Saturday lunch of sandwich and chips. Having your meals organized and planned will absolutely reduce the stress in your life. I'm betting I don't need to go into any specifics on this one because you already know it. My typical organizing philosophy of reduce, arrange, maintain doesn't really apply to meal planning, but the idea that it's a highly personalized process definitely does. The meal planning and preparations that I do in my house for my family is probably not going to work for you. And quite honestly, what worked for you last year when you had one kid may not be working for you now that you have two kids. So I'm going to outline three different ways to meal plan. You can choose one way and try it out, see if something works for your family schedule. If not, try a different one and we'll take it from there. Meal planning can be done as far in advance as you'd like. People can choose an entire month of meals in just one sitting. Others sometimes might do a week, and others still might only do the next 2 to 3 days. You need to figure out what method works for you. And quite honestly, it might just come down to how often you're at the grocery store. If you live further away from town, you might only be at the grocery store every couple of weeks or maybe even once a month. If that's the case, you're going to be one of the more long-term planners. I tend to get groceries once a week, so I plan my meals weekly. My family and I sit down on Thursday nights, discuss what we have going on for that weekend and the next week. We nail down dumb plans such as, do we have people coming into town to visit? Is there tailgating? Are we home all weekend? Are there nighttime activities we have to work around? Stuff like that. Once we've got our meals mapped out, we can figure out how many meals we need to plan on making. If I have a library board meeting, we'll usually try to make that a leftover day. So the day before, I make sure I cook a really big meal. This helps us avoid the last minute, oh, we don't have time to cook, I guess we'll just order something out. It also helps avoid eating dinner at 8 p.m. If we decide we want to go to a park after school, and so we're not getting home until 5 or 6, that's not the night that we're going to have a whole chicken that needs to cook for 2 hours. That's the night we're going to choose to do the turkey burgers that cook from frozen in less than 20 minutes. Let me walk you through a typical week of eating at our house. For me, I eat either a bagel or some cereal for breakfast. My kid usually is snacking on miscellaneous fruit, bananas, apples, grapes. I make a quiche with roasted vegetables on Sunday for my partner to eat throughout the week. So when I'm doing my meal planning, I add one quiche to my meal planning list for breakfast, and the rest of the breakfasts are covered with minimal prep. For lunches, I typically make my own lunches, and I'm comfortable eating the same thing every day for the entire week. So I'll make something like a rice bowl or maybe a second pan of the quiche for myself for lunch. My kid eats lunch at school, and my partner either has leftovers or will grab a sandwich from the local shop. So in this case, I add the one extra meal of lunches to my meal planning list. We try to eat a home-cooked meal for maybe 6 of the 7 dinners for the week, and then eat out or order in for one of the last dinners. We have a small family, so we usually can get a night of leftovers out of many of those meals. I typically add 4 meals to my meal planning list. So when you add it all together, I typically have one breakfast dish that I make for my partner, one lunch dish I make for myself, and then I plan on 4 dinners. I try to make the breakfast meal, the lunch meal, and one dinner on Sundays. I can usually knock all that out in 2 hours about, And that's literally half the meals for my week. But you need to figure out what works for you. If you decide you're eating out two or three times a week, then maybe you don't need to plan as much. Or maybe you try to eat every meal at home and you have a big family, so you're going to need to have more planning. There's no perfect or wrong way here. Take a look at your typical schedule and go from there. Now that we've talked about how many meals we need, I start to think about what I want to cook. I mentioned at the beginning of the episode that I want to give you three different methods to meal plan. Again, you'll want to look at your schedule, and a lot of this, quite honestly, boils down to your cooking level and decide what works best for you. Personally, I tend to alternate between two of the options because that's what works best with my life. You don't have to choose just one. The first method is to plan out every meal in its entirety. So that's going to include your main dish, sides, vegetables, and everything. You would decide that maybe you need dinners for 5 nights this week and say, okay, we're going to do chicken noodle soup on Monday since it's a cold day. I'll make sure I get a baguette to go with it. Tuesday, we're going to do pulled pork in the crock pot. I'm going to serve it over some grits and asparagus on the side. Wednesday, I'm going to do leftover pulled pork sandwiches and chips on the side. Thursday, we'll grill burgers, sides of baked beans and zucchini. Friday, I'll do brats, and we'll serve that with frozen tater tots. In this method, you're likely going to be working off of recipes, or you'll have a really good idea of exactly what you're going to want to cook. This is the perfect starting off technique if you're just starting to cook and meal plan, and you don't want to have to think about what you're going to be doing in the days before. It's all laid out for you well in advance, so you and your family can be on autopilot the whole time. The second method is grabbing mains, such as your meat, and vegetables from the store that are in season, look good, or on sale. You'll keep a list, either a mental list or a physical list, of what you have and start pairing them up around dinner time. This is usually geared more towards people who are able to throw together meals at the last second. If you're still a novice cook, you might want to avoid this one as your first type of meal plan because it can overwhelm you if you're not comfortable with that type of cooking. Personally, I started out with that first method because I was never a cook, and I only started switching to this method after about 5 years of full meal planning, and it was quite honestly during the pandemic when I just didn't have the mental capacity to deal with any type of cooking like that. It really does take time, experience, and quite honestly, the willingness to do the second method. I tend to alternate between the two methods now. I usually grab a ton of in-season vegetables and some meats, and then later see what goes together. But about once a week, someone in my family decides they want a very specific meal, either based on what we already have in the store, or I get a special request and add it to my grocery list. The third method is one I see a lot, especially on Pinterest and the sort, but I don't do it for myself, and it's called a themed night. You would set up themes for each day of the week and then work within them to either plan or throw together a meal. For example, Mondays are maybe always meatless pasta meals, cheese ravioli, pesto gnocchi, spaghetti, mac and cheese. Tuesdays are always tacos, shrimp tacos, chicken tacos, beef tacos. Wednesdays are crock pot. Thursdays, leftovers. Fridays are pizza. Saturdays you order in. Sundays are soup. You get the idea. There's a basic framework that you're working in, but you do have some flexibility based on what you have in your pantry. You can decide on beef tacos as a general meal for the week, and then decide if you want it to be maybe Asian or Mexican flavored that day as you're getting ready to cook. And that may come down to whether you have Asian coleslaw or some cilantro that you want as a topping. That's totally up to you. What's great about the third method of themed nights is you can pair it with either method one or two, in that you can do a theme and plan the meal in its entirety, or you can do a theme and just kind of use what you have around the house within the theme. Also, you don't have to use the theme at all. You can use any combination of these in your life as long as it works for your family. I wanted to end this episode giving you just a couple of tips about grocery shopping, but I quickly realized it would make this episode way too long because I have a fair amount to share. So tune in next week when I cover organizing your grocery shopping. Thank you guys so much for joining me today as we discussed meal planning. To learn more about Organizing CU in the meantime, or to see what I've been up to, check out organizingcu.com and make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Now let's go get organized.